Bedford.
Ah, you can talk about the pit, barbecue. The band was jumping, the people too. Ah, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juice. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Now, when I say stop, don't you move a pay. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare, doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Mess around. Now let me have it, that boy.
Play with your balls a lot.
I do not play with my balls.
Larry Bird doesn't do as much ball handling in one night as you do in an hour.
Are you trying to start a fight?
No, I'm simply stating a fact, that's all. You fidget with your nuts a lot.
You know what would make me happy?
Have a couple balls and an extra set of fingers?
We'll be right back.
thought who'd pay $50 for a cab. Certainly pay $75.
Not necessarily. All right, $75.
You're a thief. Close. I'm an attorney.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is Time Travel meets Hear It Wow meets The Big Picture.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Been doing this quite a while here. Derek Gary is here, Molly Gary is here, and Winston Kidd is here right now. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
This is the early part of Blackout Wednesday. Yeah, we're still waiting for people to get off the planes and buses and find their way into the station.
I have a question for you, Derek, and I don't know if we should wait until the salute to corporate America that you do at 7.
Yeah.
But I've noticed that Black Friday doesn't really mean much of anything anymore. There's Black Wednesday, there's Black Tuesday, there's Black Monday. Well, there's Cyber Monday, but it seems like there's Black everything
where
now.
Where I work, they're doing it all weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's already started. Like, Lego had a huge thing the other day, and I'm like, what is going on here? I'm like, okay, there's 10 days of Black Friday now? What is happening?
It's the 12 days of Black Friday. On the first day of Black Friday, my true love gave to me. Yeah, we're going to talk about this at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to break down all the deals as we usually do. But I will tell you right now, this, I've been doing this for 15 years. This is the worst Black Friday I have ever seen.
For deals?
For deals.
Is it because it comes too early? It comes too long? So they're scrimping on the deals?
It's because these retailers have now apparently locked into this idea that we need to get the sales online before Black Friday. So they're not discounting anything. There's no good deals this year.
Yeah.
There's a couple. And if you're looking for that free gun,
yeah.
I may have found the free gun.
Oh, baby.
So you're going to have to stick around to find out where you get the free gun.
There's usually a free gun every year, but the last couple of years there hasn't been.
There was no free gun last year.
Yeah, but which was really disappointing.
I found the free gun again. So, you know.
Very good. I figured you'd have a little segment on that because I'm like, geez, you know, Black Friday doesn't really exist anymore.
It's going away. You're going to be surprised at who my top retailer is this year because there's somebody who... I've basically said, they're not that good over the last few years. And it was one of the big ones. And I was surprised because they went all in and everybody else has just kind of...
gone all out.
Yeah, they're just kind of there. They're like, here, 20% off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go stomp on my neighbors for 20% off. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, I got a really good deal on something, and then all of a sudden, the next day, it was like $70 cheaper. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's not even Black Friday yet. And I thought I got a great deal on it, but apparently everybody's going to have the same deal.
Yeah, but you know what else is not around anymore?
What's that?
Cabela's.
Or Indians.
Well, they're Bass Pro Shops. Yeah, they're gone too.
That too.
Yeah. They're Bass Pro Shops now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like Bass Pro Shops / Cabela's.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you on in Radio Land, I'm representing, I'm wearing my Bass Pro Shop pullover.
That is nice. Yeah.
And it used to be you'd go to Cabela's to get the free gun on Black Friday.
Yeah, Cabela's was the one.
Now that they're not competing with Bass Pro Shops, they're not giving away the free gun anymore.
Oh.
Like, what's wrong with you people?
I remember the one year where they had the smoker or the free gun.
Was it a guy just smoking in the corner? Or was it?
No, that's grandpa.
That's pretty rare now, too.
Yeah. That's grandpa.
That's going away, too.
They've all died off.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in the history of Black Friday. I'm pretty sure you've talked about it before, but I'm thinking it's kind of ending now, so it'd be kind of interesting to talk about when was it really coined? Because there's a moment where Black Friday was probably coined. It's always been around, but there was never an actual Black Friday name. There was always just deals after Thanksgiving. You went out with all your family members to buy.
The phrase is a bit of a misnomer because it was generally referred that the first Friday in December. And this goes back into the 1950s, late 50s, early 60s. The first Friday in December was called Black Friday because that was the first day that retailers would start making profits for the year.
Right, right.
So it was in the black.
Yeah, gotcha, yeah.
And hence became known as Black Friday. Now, at some point in the 1970s, it turned into this shopping event where, you know, go out the day after Thanksgiving and you're going to get incredible deals on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a way for retailers to kind of lock in their customers before they went to their competitors. Then the internet came along, and they started opening the stores on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Except you can't do that here, thank God for that. And now it's just gotten to the point where they don't even bother. I don't know why they have stores. Why are you paying employees? Why are you paying rent? Why are you operating a store if everything is, oh, shop us online.
Right.
Shop us online.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stupidest thing that these retailers can do. Because as soon as you send your customer online, they're going to find whatever you're selling cheaper at Amazon.
That's right.
They're going to find
That's what I do.
They're going to find it cheaper at Newegg. They're going to find it cheaper at, you know, half a dozen different sites.
Yeah. You know what's amazing, too? The last couple of weeks, all right, since I've been out, I had to order some medical supplies here and there. And most of them have come from Amazon.
Like bedpans?
They got the good bedpans at Amazon? A few things. Got a nice ass washer, a few things.
Nice.
But I got this giant pillow, right, because I got to elevate my leg, right?
Is it a boppy?
And it said, no, it's one of those ones you elevate and you put
pillow?
Flat down.
Oh, nice.
No, it's a leg pillow.
Oh, yeah.
I figured that maybe why you needed the ass washer.
Everything runs downhill when you're using the leg pillow.
No, I went down to the Home Depot parking lot and I picked up two ass washers early in the morning before construction. Anyway, going back to my pillow.
Wow.
They said it was delivered like 2 days later, but it wasn't. So they just called up and like, hey, do you want another one? So they sent another one and they sent a refund. They didn't even want to talk to me.
They're just like,
we'll send you another one. We'll send, and that happened actually twice. Because there was some other thing that, what was it that didn't come through? Oh, it was a couple of chains. I don't even tell you what I was using those for. I had some chains that I had to put on. And then they...
For the basement, that special room.
Yeah, I thought it didn't come through. So then I looked and they were actually in the door. They were in the front door. So I think a neighbor got them. So I checked on my Nest security system, and sure enough, the neighbor was delivered my chains.
Because you really want the neighbor getting your chains.
They got my chains, and then they snuck them over to my front door and ran away as quickly as possible.
Because otherwise, that would propagate a really awkward conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So in the background here is the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack as we're talking about Thanksgiving things and holiday things. I think the word Thanksgiving is back more than just happy holidays, don't you?
I've been getting, and this has been driving me nuts, I've been getting a lot of happy holidays from people over the last couple of days.
Have you?
And it's like, it's Thanksgiving. We can still say that.
Yes.
It's okay. It's a secular holiday.
I am all in on happy Thanksgiving, happy New Year, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Me
too. F you with this happy holidays BS.
Trump 2020. All right.
Yeah.
Now we've gone there.
Yeah. Hopefully Thanksgiving will stay for a while. What do you think about having it on the last Thursday of the month?
Yeah, it's you can thank Richard Nixon for that.
It's a little late.
This one's late. It is.
It's as late as it can be, I think, isn't it?
Uniform Monday Holidays
Act. Yeah, December's
active.
This weekend. Yep.
Uniform Monday Holidays Act of,
Christmas
I believe,
is less
72.
Than a month.
Yep.
Less than a month.
This is as short as it gets, and people have been putting up their Christmas lights, mm-hmm. and part of me wants to sit there and be like, too soon. But
it's
the reality
not.
Is, if you put up your Christmas lights, you're right on time.
You pretty much only got like three more weekends to go.
Yeah.
Well, you should probably
like
put
November
them up.
Is over on Saturday.
Yes.
I think unofficially, this particular show, at the end of this show, is when you can start to really play Christmas music.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is true.
I mean, that's been, at least in New England, that's been the unofficial key, mm-hmm. that once the combo show before Thanksgiving is over, then you can get right into Christmas music.
We're right up for it. And we should get our Christmas music ready.
Yeah.
Because there's some good stuff this year.
Is there?
Yeah.
I got
some good stuff this year for Christmas.
I can't even find any. Yeah. I keep looking for it. I'm like, new Christmas music 2019.
I got two words for you. Dark web. That's where I got my chains, got my pillow, and I got my Christmas music.
All right.
It's from the dark web.
You may not want to be broadcasting this, is all I'm going to say.
So we will have a little story time later today. I thought we could all read a page from The Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving by Anne McGovern. So when our other guests get here, we're waiting for Shay and Dorothy and Daniela as well. And I thought we could each read a page like we're reading it maybe to a child.
Nice.
You know, it might give you guys a little bit of practice reading reading to a child. I have a niece and a nephew in my life now, and I like to read to them.
Most of the people I work with are like children.
So you like to read picture books to them?
Yep. You could just read it at Molly's belly. There's a kid in there.
Yes.
You know.
So it'll be like reading to a child, I think, about Thanksgiving.
And he can hear now, so he can hear... Mm-hmm. He can hear us read to him. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll be careful with my dark web stuff. So this was written in 1973, so it may be a little off. However, it says the illustrations were from 93. So they might have updated the illustrations to be a little bit more PC.
Something tells me that the take on the Native Americans is not going to be acceptable.
It'll be okay. I think it'll be all right. My nephew was up a couple weeks ago visiting, but we watched the Charlie Brown... Halloween special, and then of course we put in the Thanksgiving one because he wanted to watch more Charlie Brown. So then we watched the Valentine's Day one too. Like we're watching all the holiday ones, but the Thanksgiving one's pretty interesting. In that there's another one on the Thanksgiving disc, which is about the Mayflower and them coming over, and it's actually pretty historical, and it's actually kind of spooky if you're watching it as a kid because it talks about like them all dying and meeting up with the Indians.
It's
pretty dark. I found it on the dark web. But yeah, it's the
hence the name.
It's the I think it's like there's no Thanksgiving Charlie Brown or something like that.
Google by
the
way,
Mayflower Charlie Brown.
Google by the way, much to my disappointment, fixed that review that I found a couple of years like I think it was more than a year ago when there was all the controversy floating around about a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving because Franklin isn't sitting in the right place at the table.
Oh, he's fine
because we have to be outraged about everything now.
Right, of course, it was ridiculous. Well, he has a fold up. Chair is what he has. Yeah,
but someone that they had reviews. So you look up Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and they had that knowledge graph next to it. And the first review for Charlie Brown Thanksgiving was pretty average holiday fare, but the sex scene was very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, wow. What is it? What's that? Wait.
Talk about the dark web.
Did we watch the same thing?
Yeah.
That'll get people looking again.
Yeah.
I remember that I had the old joke about the Wizard of Oz or the Accused. Yeah. That was pretty dark. They talked about the ski boat chase and the Wizard of Oz. It's like, that didn't happen. There's one called "There's No Time for Love, Charlie Brown." Did you know that?
Yes.
It's like that's almost like "There's No Time for Love, Dr. Jones" from Indiana Jones. But the Mayflower one's pretty interesting. It's pretty cool. Anyway, those are always interesting to watch, too, because Charlie Brown's voice changes in each one of them. Like, Linus is the only one that's the same.
But, I think Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is one of the last ones that has the original voice cast in it.
Mm-hmm. I think what people don't understand that aren't, like, our age and our generation is it was a big deal to see, like, these Charlie Brown's Thanksgivings and Christmases because they were only on the three networks.
Not when I was growing up.
You got to see them, and they were kind of all over the place,
right? Well, they were there, but it was kind of the tail end of when they were really popular. I think that's why they don't really... Charlie Brown is great, but doesn't really do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Millennial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a millennial.
If you're... bad-mouthing Charlie Brown, you're a millennial.
Well, what was kind of crazy about watching the Halloween one with my nephew is the kids say shut up to one another at least 40 times.
Sure.
And Nicholas was just like, you shouldn't say that, dude. Right? And he was actually like kind of disturbed that they were like yelling at one another. And we're like, yeah, buddy. And it's like, you don't say that in class. You know, he's probably going back to class the next day yelling shut up to everybody.
But
also the part when Lucy took the ball from him, he was very disturbed by that. He was very upset that Lucy took the ball and Charlie Brown. I'm like, yeah, man, it's like wait until you're dating age.
Yeah. That's a metaphor for so many
even
things.
More.
That's a metaphor for so many things, and it happens over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Charlie Brown, come get it. Yeah. Nope.
Favorite Charlie Brown character? Anybody? Other than Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, actually, I don't really like very much.
Probably Woodstock.
Woodstock's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's your pop 40 answer. I think Pigpen.
Pigpen's kind of cool. Would you go for Marcy or Peppermint Patty?
I'm a Marcy guy. Yeah. I'm definitely a Marcy guy.
Marcy's kind of neat.
Marcy's
she's a fun little sidekick.
She's mysterious.
Yeah.
You know, there's like something going on with Marcy. And it's like, all right, what's...
I don't think it's that mysterious.
There's some weird, like, especially at a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, there's like some weird love triangle going on between Peppermint Patty and Charlie Brown and Marcy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know who it's directed at.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, I don't know who's hitting on who. And it's like... Well, this is interesting.
You haven't been paying attention. That's called the thruple.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely throwing off some thruple vibes. Let me put it that way.
I think Charles Schulz probably had a girl that he liked, and it turned out that she liked girls.
Could be.
So then he had the fantasy about him being with the Peppermint Patty and the Marcy. Who knows?
I can tell you that none of the three of them are...
That's a fairly regular occurrence, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I'd tell you that none of the three of them are running for House of Representatives anytime soon. So there you go.
Charles Schulz is dead.
No, I mean,
yeah, we can still vote.
Charlie Brown,
especially inside
in this country. Yeah.
What did you think was better, Garfield or Peanuts?
Oh, Garfield's.
Garfield.
Really?
Garfield. Okay.
Garfield. No. Garfield.
Oh, God.
See, that's
it's
the
apples
difference.
And oranges.
What about Calvin and Hobbes?
Calvin and Hobbes
is
amazing. Calvin and Hobbes owns all of that.
But yes.
Calvin and Hobbes, I would say.
I loved Calvin and Hobbes.
But they're two different generations. You can't compare Peanuts and Garfield.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know the thing is, I was 10.
How about Zippy?
Zippy is out on his
Zippy
own, man.
And Mr. Natural.
I was 10 when Garfield started, and yep. I was like, oh, well, Garfield, yay.
Garfield's 78, yeah.
And then after, like, you know, 3 years, it's like, it's the same joke every single day.
Normal.
Have you got anything else here, John? And it's like, or Jim Davis, and it's like, no.
Right.
Like, the best thing that was ever done with Garfield was the folks online that took away all of Garfield's word balloons.
Yes.
So it's just...
Yeah, those are fun, actually.
So it's just John, like, talking to Garfield, and Garfield never responds.
Right. I think Sean's crazy.
And what you're left with is a single guy having a nervous breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, those are pretty good. Oh, by the way, have you watched The Mandalorian yet?
Yes.
Yes.
I have not.
Guys both watched. You haven't seen Winston? I won't spoil it then. It's pretty awesome.
It's good. I'm not a big Star Wars buff, and I really enjoy it.
I have heard very many positive things about it.
So after three episodes, I'd say if I could watch that in the movie theater, the three episodes, and I would have been happy with that as a Star Wars movie, just how they ended after episode three. I thought it was awesome. I think it's the best thing since Return of the Jedi. I think it's really good. I like some of the other stuff, of course, that they put out since then, but to me, there's nothing that has the same vibe like this, and they've done a good job making it very familiar for old Star Wars fans.
And Jon Favreau created it. Yeah. He wrote it. Yeah. So, yeah, he's really, really good.
And even though they've been talking about it being a Western and stuff, I'm seeing... You know, Seven Samurai, and more importantly, Lone Wolf and Cub. If you ever followed that comic book, you know it's Baby Yoda and Japanese samurai warrior. Through the sky.
I want Baby Yoda. I want Baby Yoda. It is the cutest. Oh my goodness.
Let me just to set you up for this, Winston, and anyone else who hasn't seen it. I know a bunch of people who are waiting until the 8th episode comes out, and then they're going to do the free week of Disney Plus. And they're just gonna like binge it and then cancel Disney Plus. I celebrate you. I applaud that strategy.
Yeah, there's some good stuff on there though.
I love Disney Plus. I think it's
great.
Pretty
good.
I've enjoyed it so far.
We think about like because we got the new Star Wars movie coming out that none of us really want to see if we're old school fans.
Pretty much,
but we have to go because it's there.
Yeah.
And it's like, where did Star Wars go wrong? Like, what makes Star Wars Star Warsy? And when you watch The Mandalorian. From the very first episode, you will understand what makes Star Wars. Because what John Favreau and Dave Filoni have done is they have taken the television westerns of the late 60s and the TV action series like $6 Million Man and the Hulk of the early to mid-1970s, and they've used that as the template to set this story.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the things that you see are very deep into that format of TV making. And if you're a certain age and you remember those shows, it's like, oh my God, this is like I'm watching Steve Austin again, only it's a bounty hunter, Mandalorian, and it's even better. Like, this is the show that you wanted to watch on Saturday night in 1974.
Yeah.
Just like Star Wars was the movie that you wanted to go see at the movie theater on a Saturday afternoon in the 1950s.
Yeah.
You know, it's part serial, it's part Kurosawa, it's part Western, it's part World War II flying ace. It's Star Wars is a mashup. And The Mandalorian is a mashup. And they recognize that you take this great style of storytelling that nobody does anymore, set it in space, and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all they've done here. There's a bit in episode, in the third episode,
mm-hmm.
where, you've seen it, right?
Yes.
Where he's trapped.
Yep.
And there is the equivalent of the stagecoach.
Yes.
And we're going to get into the stagecoach and we're going to shoot our way out of here.
Right, right, right.
You know,
that's awesome.
As soon as I see that, I'm like, I know exactly where this is going to go.
And episode three was a lot different than the first two episodes. The first two were just kind of, they were like silent movie almost. It was not a whole lot of dialogue. But then episode three had a completely different feel, but it was still really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job on it. And there's
it's
nothing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and they just taking a whole lot of stuff and creating a new thing. And I think that's the feeling of it. And I remember being the age of having the figures and invite my friends over. And, you know, you brought the figures that you liked the most. You know, most people brought a bounty hunter that appeared for 2 seconds in the movie, you know. And you created a whole new world with them. And you had them be the heroes, you know. And that's what's kind of neat, you know.
Yeah, there was some kid that brought over Bespin Guard and you had to make fun of him until he went home and cried.
Right.
You
know? This is going over.
The black one had a mustache, right? The white one had the porn stash. Okay.
I think the black guy was clean shaven.
Yeah. And they ended up doing that with the cloud car pilot or something, too, right? And they had a few. And they changed the Death Star Trooper to be just a Death Squad Commander.
Yes.
To be a Death Star Trooper. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I saw Joker finally. I wasn't that impressed with it.
It's got its moments.
He's going to get nominated.
Yeah, he probably will. He probably will. I mean, there were parts where he looked kind of sickly because he lost so much weight, you know. But did you see that, Winston? No? Joker? Yeah.
Have you seen A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
Not yet, no.
Don't.
Derek hated it. I liked it.
Yeah.
Don't.
He's my favorite actor, so seeing Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, for me, I thought was going to be a no-brainer.
See, I think...
Derek thought he was creepy.
See, I think he looks creepy. That's the thing with me. I'm like, to me, it's Tom Hanks pretending to be Mr. Rogers. Maybe if it was a different actor or something, but I don't know. I'm still probably going to see it.
I liked it.
If you want to see an actor terrified of getting it wrong...
Yeah.
It's Tom Hanks.
In a try-hard movie that gives up on its ambition halfway through, have I got a film for you? Because that's what it is.
They're saying already, though, that he's a shoo-in for supporting actor.
My favorite this year is still Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
That was a great, great movie. I love that.
Yeah, I loved it.
Especially when Pitt took his shirt off. We saw it opening weekend at the Davis Square.
I loved it for a different reason.
Theater, and all the women, and some men, too. When that part happened, everybody was like, that made it for me.
See, the thing is,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio, Charles Manson.
It doesn't even register with me. That his shirt is off.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's open. It's at the beach, whatever. I don't know.
I will say this. That movie has hit its shelf life because I was talking to a friend of the show, Scott Otto, the other night.
Yeah.
And he watched it recently on an airplane.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And didn't like it.
Yeah.
And he was
on an airplane.
And he was like, but he was like.
3-inch screen.
He was sitting there and he was like, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
And.
Well.
If you will remember when it came out this summer, I said, go see this movie now.
Yeah.
Go see it before anyone spoils it for you.
Yeah.
Because there is a very specific experience that Tarantino has created here.
Yeah.
And if you remember...
Which I agreed with as well.
All the hype and all the lead in. Yeah. This is Tarantino's take on the Manson murders.
Yeah.
So you go into the theater expecting to see Tarantino's take on the Manson murders.
Yeah. That's what it was mostly promoted as,
And it is an elaborate practical joke on the audience.
Yeah.
If you don't have that set up, you lose that.
Yep.
And suddenly it's like, oh, what's all the fuss about?
Right.
If you saw it during that month over the summer, it was amazing.
Yep.
Absolutely amazing. Because it builds to that climax, and you're like, all right, here we go. And then it just goes sideways on you.
Yeah. Think we'll ever see a Star Trek movie? Probably not, right? Like that, to me.
Can you just
Quentin
move on
Tarantino
to Star Wars at this point?
And Star Trek, come on.
Can you just move on to Star Wars and clean up J.J. Abrams' newest mess?
Oh, I know. Well, I was not surprised at all by hearing that the Game of Thrones guys were removed from Star Wars. It's like, to me, whatever Kathleen Kennedy puts out there now and announces like another director, I don't believe anything they say anymore because they've done it so many times.
I don't think she's long for the Disney lot.
I don't think so either, or at least not in Star Wars.
It'll be interesting to see on another show on Disney Plus that I recommend. It's called The Imagineering Story. And it goes all the way from the creation of Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
And comes out every week.
Yep, yep.
And they just covered, you know, the Michael Eisner and the other gentleman. But once they get up to buying Star Wars, you know, Lucasfilm and Marvel, it'll be interesting to see, like, what they say about Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They'll probably it is on Disney Plus, so it's going to be something good.
It's going to be biased.
You know, you're going to say something good. What I think is pretty cool is I was watching The Wonderful World of Color. That's what it used to be called, which was the Disney show back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And they did all the repeats on like Sunday night in the 70s on like CBS or something.
Davy Crockett.
It was so cool. But they had, they showed like Disneyland when they were opening It's a Small World and they were opening a new ride in Space Mountain. And they had actual film of you know, the ceremonies. It was really cool.
Yeah, they had Disney that in the Imagineering thing. Yeah,
yeah,
they
really
showed
neat.
That.
Yeah.
Did they really have cool. Footage of the 60? Was that the 62 World's Fair or that was the 64 World's Fair?
This one was from the 66.
It was before Walt died, and he died in 66. So.
Yeah. It was a 64 World's Fair in New York, I think.
Yeah, because he developed it. Yep. That was one New of York his World's last Fair. Big.
A lot of the stuff at Disneyland, that's the one in California. A lot of the stuff at Disneyland just came straight out of the 64 World's Fair, because Disney built all the animatronics for that, and they just picked the stuff up after the World's Fair and moved it out to Disney, including It's a Small World.
And the Carousel of Progress.
It's a Small World is a direct transplant from the World's Fair to Disneyland.
You guys probably don't want to hear this, but I don't like It's a Small World.
I like it. I mean, I remember it was always my mother's favorite. I mean,
it was my mom's favorite too. I couldn't stand it.
I like it.
I thought it was too much.
Is it my favorite? No, I like the thrill rides and stuff.
Yeah.
Talk about an earworm.
Yeah.
That song
it was just
gets
in my
head
the whole time.
Yeah.
And they're all having a good time. I'm like, is anybody not having a good time in the world? I'm like, this is horse pucky.
The same guys that wrote that song are the guys that wrote all the Mary Poppins and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
The Sherman Brothers.
But that's just that's freaking torture.
It's a small world. Tom Hanks in that was great. Was it Saving Mr. Banks?
I love that. Was my favorite movie of the year that came out, and I was upset that it wasn't nominated.
That
for
was
Best
a great,
Picture.
Yeah, that was a great.
He
movie.
Was great.
Emma
in
Thompson
that.
Was great in that too.
Yeah.
I saw that Emma Thompson one with Mindy Kaling. That wasn't bad.
The one about the late night?
Yeah,
I saw that on Amazon. It wasn't bad. Yeah.
Mindy Kaling is an automatic no for me.
Well, you know what? I don't really like her either, but she was okay in that. I thought she did a fair job in that.
Is she in it?
She wrote it too,
Derek. That's an automatic no for
me. She wrote it.
That's on the list with Angelina Jolie and, I don't know, there's other people.
Angelina Jolie. Come on, Tomb Raider.
You can't
days?
Stand her.
What about Tomb Raider? Angelina Jolie.
She's done some good stuff.
What has she done that has been bad? What
about, I love the Maleficent movies. I really like.
What about
well,
Girl Interrupted
one.
When she's like
that's, she got
sucking
an Oscar.
On cherries and stuff?
She got an Oscar for that. That's awesome. A great movie.
She adopted and exploited a bunch of foreign infants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, but
three
of them. Yeah,
I'm not talking about real life.
But that was on the small screen.
Yeah,
that wasn't on the big screen.
Tomb Raider, those
thighs on the big screen.
Come on,
I'm not supporting. No, I'm not giving her my money. Sorry, can't support that. I did see Maleficent on.
She's good
Netflix
as Maleficent. She's really good.
Didn't see the second one. I heard the second.
I haven't
one
seen
was
the
not,
second one.
Although it does bring one pause that Brad Pitt. Divorced her.
Well, I was going to say, did she divorce him because
supposedly he fought with their oldest son.
Well, here's an odd thing, though. She came home and told Brad Pitt, I'm divorcing my boobs. They're gone.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with them. She just had a gene.
She had the BRCA gene, and just because you have the BRCA gene does not guarantee that you are going to... develop breast cancer or ovarian cancer.
So I brought this up before years ago when this first happened. Was she crazy to do that? I mean, you're not sick.
Not in her case because her mother.
Here's what I think, and I'm thinking in Brad Pitt's shoes. Where are those amazing boobs that I like?
Well, she probably had. Anymore. Most women end up getting implants
It's not the same.
Yeah.
The medical community is kind of split on that one. You know, some of them. There are doctors who say if you're that worried about it, just go ahead and get it.
I think I really need to have that real touchy feely test. To see if it's right or not.
I think her mother died of breast cancer, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah, that's why.
I mean, yeah. I've had the test because I'm adopted. I don't know my medical history.
Sure.
And, I mean, I was also being tested for other stuff at the time, and I don't have it.
Yeah.
But my aunt, who's a breast cancer survivor, told me, she's like, "Do you want that hanging over your head?
It's good that you can check. Yeah.
But if it came back that you have the gene,
yeah."
She's like, "Do you want that hanging over your head? Because there's no guarantees."
Yeah, particularly if you know, if somebody in your direct lineage has had it and passed away from it, you know, you feel that strongly about it, I'm going to say, yeah, you got to go do that. Because you'll drive yourself crazy worrying
about it. Exactly. Well, That's why my aunt said, "Do you want it hanging over you?"
I would think it would more be like if you go to a colonoscopy and they find a few polyps, you don't get it every 10 years, you get it every 2 or 3, you know? But I don't know.
It's like I have to start getting mammograms when I'm 40.
I just liked her boobs. I just didn't think they should go.
Jennifer Aniston's are better.
I
like Jennifer Aniston a lot more.
Her boobs had served their purpose because they got her Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And at that point, you don't need them anymore.
Yeah. Why he would leave Rachel Green for Angelina Jolie?
She must be a real pain in the ass. That's all I gotta say. She must be a real pain in the ass.
Oh,
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah.
Oh, I can tell you, one word.
Yeah.
Swallow.
Yeah. You right? Think so?
There has to be something there, and the only data points that you really have.
Yeah.
Are that,
well, think of Hugh Grant. You have to take that into effect.
No, but Jennifer Aniston
utterly failed to keep a man.
Consistently.
That's true. She isn't that good at that. You're
and the
right.
other
yeah.
thing she did was she was supposed to be in a performance with what's his name?
Who's she with now? Some sports guy.
The male porno guy who's been in everything.
Oh,
including Jennifer Aniston.
Ron Jeremy.
Who? Jennifer Aniston?
She got him kicked off the production.
Oh.
There was nothing sexual going to happen.
Oh, she just didn't like.
She didn't like that he was there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
If that says
that's power. That's a power move.
That says an awful lot about your personal beliefs and picadillos. You probably aren't very much into sex, which is why you can't keep a man.
Yeah. There you go.
Well,
she wanted to have the bigger one on the set. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep a man who's not into sex, but there's got to be something else there. Like, she won't ever shut up. You know, it's like just constant.
Yeah, but the
all day, all night.
Everybody that she was with. They're all super rich, and they don't have to spend that much time together.
Yeah, but you do, you know, because it's like if you're involved in a relationship with somebody, they've got the right to, like, call you and email you and text you. If they're constantly calling, like, "I'm upset about this, I'm upset about this, I'm upset about this."
Oh.
Sooner or later, you're like, okay,
I think we should hear from Jennifer Aniston. I think I have something I found.
Those Friends Thanksgiving episodes, by the way, speaking of Thanksgiving, were always awesome, especially the one when Brad Pitt guest starred.
Oh,
let's see.
God.
Here's Jennifer Aniston.
Show.
It's a PSA,
it was.
The more you know, Jennifer Aniston. Let's see.
Do you know the one thing more terrible than being raped? Being alone with what happened to you. Not telling anyone is the worst. Because a rape will keep on hurting you inside long after your body
heals. This could be our answer.
You need to talk it out. Let someone help you. You don't have to hide. You don't have to be ashamed. You weren't the one who committed the crime.
That's from The More You Know, and that might be our answer. That got a little deeper than I thought it would.
This is kind of a downer for Thanksgiving show, Chris.
Well, you know what? You know what's great, though?
We're doing some investigative journalism right here.
Yes, and it also covered our PSA for the hour.
No.
There you go. That's true.
I don't think that qualifies.
It could be that. We didn't bring that up. She could have some kind of background where she was
She might, maybe.
She was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Courtney Cox did one too. Listen,
and in both cases, so I think it was Trump.
So you're one of those girls who did well in school, maybe even got straight A's. Okay, now here's one lesson you'll have no problem understanding. It can be a violent world out there, and a woman needs to be as smart on the streets as she is in school. You know the drill. Don't walk alone at night. Lock your doors when you're driving. Be aware of who's around you. Look, you can be whatever you want to be, but don't be a victim.
See, Courtney Cox, she looked kind of cocky in that. Now, and I don't think anything happened to her, but Rachel looked like she was, she was upset.
Because Courtney Cox said women shouldn't walk alone at night.
That's true. Well,
I thought she was being very forceful and very, independent there.
She didn't say take a man. She just said don't walk
alone. Don't walk alone. She'd
be keep a man, Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
She looks like a man now.
Yeah.
She's got kind
her
of...
Her face is... Yeah. Ugh.
She's aging.
She's had a lot of plastic surgery.
She's aging like a rotten fruit.
She hit the wall hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas Jennifer Aniston's still hot.
She's gorgeous.
Jennifer Aniston hasn't changed at all.
She's naturally gorgeous. She's not like, phony.
I feel kind of sad for her now. I think maybe she was a victim of abuse.
Is she one of these Christian girls that won't...
No.
Yeah.
Because the only ones that stay that young forever are the ones that are Christian.
Let's go over how many...
I don't know what it is.
How many boyfriends she's actually had. She's had a lot. She had
Tate Donovan. I remember that.
Who's Donovan?
Tate Donovan. You'd recognize him if you saw what he looks like.
No. Mm-hmm.
He was in the movie Love Potion Number 9.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Still losing
he was in Argo.
Argo, all right. Must have been weird.
He played the leader of the, not prisoners, but,
I see. Yeah, began dating in 95, and 2.5 years...
He was on Friends for a little bit.
She left him for Brad Pitt.
Smart lady.
Yeah, and then...
She left her.
She's been with Justin Trudeau. She was with Ben Affleck for a while, right?
She went out with Vince Vaughn.
Ben Affleck's been with everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's kind of a whore.
Yeah, get your Ben number.
He's like the Julian Edelman of Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, Ben, I'll sleep with you so you can get a part in my movie.
I just hope Jennifer Aniston finds the right person.
I'm here, Jennifer.
She hasn't dated anybody in this room, because if she had, she'd be set.
That's true. I think you're right.
I'm here, Jennifer.
It said she's at the end of 2017.
I like Jennifer. I've always liked Jennifer.
You like Julia Stiles.
Listen.
Like.
Yeah, but Julia Stiles is happily married now. And she's got the... She's had a kid.
Say it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say
I know
I can't say
you
what
wanted
I was
to say.
Say
it. You
listen,
stop
Jen,
yourself.
Just reach
Jennifer
out.
Jennifer has had a kid.
I'm here.
That's true. She hasn't.
I care about you.
There you go.
We can make this happen.
It could be a special Thanksgiving.
We will take this year that
we take the coats off the bed.
And just and we just go to town.
Yeah. And gobble. We can gobble till the sun comes up.
Oh, dear.
Until the cock crows.
Oh dear.
Gosh, this is going south quick.
I better put some music
we
back
can
on,
make
huh?
a new definition of turducken.
Yes. Yes. That'd be delicious. What's everybody having for Thanksgiving? Turkey?
Chinese food.
Turkey and Chinese.
I'm breaking my Thanksgiving up.
So what comes first, the turkey or the Chinese?
30 minutes after you eat the turkey, you get the Chinese food.
Yeah,
that's true.
Should do it the other way around, but yeah.
Well, the turkey can make you nap, and then you can get up and order Chinese food.
Chinese food is for the dinner we're having with work people on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to my sister's tomorrow for turkey.
Nice.
And I bought some cannoli.
Cannolis?
I brought some cannolis and some wine from the local Wegmans.
Nice. I had a cannoli for lunch.
The Medfa Wegmans.
That's healthy.
That's been great. Well, this is what's great is, after being injured, it's like, I ain't eat anything. I'm not drinking anything.
Yeah.
That's true.
I can't drink, so forget it, and I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat whatever.
What kind of medicine you're on that you can't drink?
Well, blood thinners.
Oh yeah.
You can drink on blood thinners.
Yeah, I could have a stroke during the show tonight.
Yeah, you can drink on.
I know
blood
CPR.
You
just don't need to drink much.
No, no.
It's like one drink. You're like, whoa.
I can't drink either. You and I are together. I can't drink.
Yeah, I was flying. I could have two. That's about it.
I was taking
heroin.
Aleve.
Same thing.
The first week after I bashed my knees up.
Yeah.
And Friday night rolls around and I'm like, yeah, drinking time. And I was taking like one Aleve a day. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. That stuff
messes you up.
Wow.
Do not drink when you're taking Aleve. Because
what did it do to you?
It basically chews a hole through your stomach.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
And then everything your stomach spills out into your abdominal cavity and dissolves all your internal organs. That's pretty much what it felt like was happening.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You get the trots.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. No.
You get a bad case of the trots.
It was pain.
It basically makes you a marsupial.
Yeah, it was just pain. Don't do it.
Yeah. I've never felt more alive.
Have we got anyone here who's ambulatory, by the way?
Yes.
Chris's knees are bad, but you're pregnant.
So what? I can walk.
Okay.
I was on my feet all day today. I'm fine.
All right. I you know, you're with child. I don't want
to. So?
How far along are you? We need to be careful.
25 weeks tomorrow.
Oh, that's good.
Very good.
So I can move.
How many weeks does this crap last?
15 more.
Ugh. So boring.
Did you guys do... Yeah. Did you find out the gender?
Enjoy the boredom.
But we didn't do any of that stupid gender reveal
human
stuff.
No, too many crazy things are happening with that.
Yeah.
People are blowing up houses.
We didn't feel like bringing down any airplanes with our gender reveal party.
Yeah, you know? I saw like a guy get smacked in the face the other day. Yeah. A girl like blew up the smoke thing right in his face.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Nope, it's a boy.
Yeah, good.
Yep,
congratulations. It's a boy.
You're naming it Winston Chris.
Yeah.
Nice. It sounds like it, yeah.
That's a nice, what a strong
nice,
name.
A holiday name.
Winston yes. Chris Eagles.
Yes, there we go.
That's got a good ring to it,
walks
actually.
With fist. So it is
no, no, it's a Massachusetts baby, so it'll be drives with finger.
Yeah, you're going to put...
He's my son, so he's my son, so probably.
Yeah, will you stop doing that?
I haven't done that for a long time, so it's all right.
Makes funny on the rock.
The R is silent.
Yeah. Yeah. Finger.
Drives with finger. We should see how our guests are coming along. Our other guests.
I don't know where.
Yeah, so we have Daniela, we have Shay, and we have Dorothy, and they will be in. We had the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles soundtrack in the background. I have a little Thanksgiving feast of songs coming up next.
Nice.
Songs with potatoes and turkey and pie, nice. Including custard and my favorite, cherry pie.
It's not a song about pie.
Yes.
No, it's not.
And we have other the Schaefer beer. We have Pepsi Cola. We have some old commercials in there.
Nice.
And we will chat a little bit more about Thanksgiving and the holidays and just regular pop culture things, whatever crosses our mind.
Every year we have to revisit this debate about whether or not that song is about
great
pie.
Song. It's and probably it my not, favorite song about pie.
The warrant song, Cherry Pie, is not about pie.
I had some Cherry Danish the other day.
Not about pastry.
From Costco. And I got the 8-pack, and man, were they good.
Did you eat all
they
eight?
Made,
we have BJ's. I wonder if BJ's
gone.
Will have
They're
that.
They're all gone. Yeah. I sparsed it out in 4 days. One in the morning and one in the afternoon for
nice.
4 days.
Nice.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'd be drinking 6 beers. I'm like, I can have 2 pastries. Yeah.
I'm with you because the week that I was laid up,
yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Nice.
But when you're sitting around and you can't just, you know, you're just sitting around watching TV all day long.
Yeah.
You can't really drink anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, what bad indulgent food can I put in my body?
Yeah.
You know? And the worst part about it is you're getting zero exercise.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't move.
Nope.
So I'm sitting there all day long, like, eating chips and eating, like, you know, chocolate-covered almonds.
Yep,
and
yep.
Whatever else
had
she'd
those.
Bring home for me.
Yeah. Had all those. Yep.
Yeah.
And Mountain it's like, Dew by the... By the
oh,
leader.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll
for you.
Kill you right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been good food-wise. And I got a...
no, it hasn't.
I got apple... I've got apple turnovers.
Yum.
As well, that I'm going to bring down to Ma's for desserts. And that should be good.
I got to roast a bird tomorrow.
Yeah, I ended up getting one anyway. So even though I'm going for dinner...
My dad used to do that. He would cook one like a few days after.
He's going to have second Thanksgiving, you know, Saturday.
One of these years, and it's not going to be this year, and it probably won't be for Thanksgiving, because I want to do this. There's this video of Gordon Ramsay explaining how to roast a turkey for Christmas.
Right. Yep.
And he roasts it basically stuffed with an onion, a lemon, and a bay leaf.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts instead. He doesn't tent it. He puts bacon over the breasts.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And then cooks, and then he takes everything that was in the turkey.
Bacon over the breasts, Winston.
And everything that was on the turkey.
I heard that.
And uses it to make the gravy.
Yeah.
Yum.
And I'm sitting there looking at this. I'm like,
man. You'll screw it up if it's gravy related.
I really want to do this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I got to have my stuffing in the bird.
Well, that's the thing about Thanksgiving. It's like the ones that don't really like to cook, it's not really a holiday where you can practice.
Yeah.
A turkey's not really something you can practice on very
much. I've never made a turkey, and I'm not going to start now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It requires some skill. And it's like you can't futz around with the temperature.
No.
You know, you can't play around with the baking of the desserts and stuff. You can't decide to put 10 extra things of cinnamon in there because you like cinnamon, because you'll screw it up for everybody. It's not the time to practice. Let the real cooks in the kitchen that want to cook. Don't do anything. Just sit back and watch television and wait until you're called.
The distance between getting it right and getting it horribly, horribly wrong is incredibly small. Yep. And it's like, it's not like, oh, I cooked it for 5 minutes too long, it'll be okay. No, that turkey goes from delicious to either Saharan dry or burnt beyond recognition in a matter of moments.
Yes. Yep.
It's like that scene.
Joan Rivers' vagina dry, Winston.
Yeah.
It's like that scene in Christmas Vacation.
And we all know that I know how dry that is.
And if you undercook it, everybody goes to the emergency room. So, it's not amateur cook time with the bird.
Luckily, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite things of this last year.
So did Joan, thank God.
One of my favorite things of last year, this past year after Thanksgiving, I think it was Bob Gautreaux that posted a thing that said, ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I've run with that, like hundreds of them. And I'll add to the mix every day. And I think it's just fantastic. It's just so much fun to think about ways to ruin Thanksgiving. I just thought it was so funny with 4 words. And I just think if you got some time, go out there and ruin Thanksgiving in 4 words. You could play that with your family or friends tomorrow.
Yeah, a lot of these are good to just bring up at the dinner table.
Yeah, you know,
just say one of these.
Yes,
I believe my contribution to that was I liked Last Jedi.
Yes, that was
which,
good one. Mr. Trump is here. That was one.
Oh, that would ruin Thanksgiving very fast for me.
Mm-hmm. The baby has diarrhea was another one.
That could be reality next year. I hope not.
It may ruin your Thanksgiving. You never know. But those are good. So if anybody has 4 words to ruin Thanksgiving,
the cat threw up.
855-915-WMFO. It is time travel meets here at WOW in the big picture today. We are here with you until 9 p.m. We will be doing a salute to corporate America from around 7 p.m. on. And I got some music here. I'm here with Winston, Molly, and Derek right now. We're waiting for 3 more of our guests.
We are 5 minutes from Daniela Capolino, according to the text I just received. So I'm going to...
5 minutes from Daniela.
All right.
I'm going to head downstairs and collect her. Maybe someone else will show up.
Sounds good. And we will pause and we will wait for our other guests to arrive before we do the Pilgrim's First Thanksgiving story time today. And we will see what they're having for Thanksgiving as well.
Hmm.
It's WMFO in Medford.
Yeah. When a Miami man brought home a live turkey for Thanksgiving, he didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
Time Travel Meets Here at WOW here with you until 9 p.m. is Lenny Kravitz.
Temperatures rising. Fuel is high. Can't see no future. Can't see nobody.